fellas of BTS lit up the Today Show stage this morning. The feud between Cardi B and Candace Owens heats up, plus new artists have been added to the 2020 Billboard Latin Music Week lineup. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, September 10th. First up, bright and early this morning, BTS performed their new Billboard Hot 100 hit Dynamite on the Today Show stage, and it was epic. So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Hey! Before the performance, the K-pop idols dressed in coordinated denim looks, expertly running through the track's disco-inspired choreography on a calming all-white set. The band then followed up the number with a performance of Deep Cut and fan-favorite track On Pon Mon off their 2018 studio album Love Yourself Tear. Next up, conservative activist and Donald Trump supporter Candace Owens escalated her feud with Cardi B this week, posting a series of tweets and making an appearance on Fox News.
You have Cardi B, who knows virtually nothing about politics. She knows absolutely nothing other than her handlers telling her you need to stand behind a Democrat.
Candace also taunted Cardi on social media and in other interviews, saying that Joe Biden, along with Bernie Sanders, had used Cardi and didn't actually like or know her music.
What if she just said in the middle of the interview, Joe Biden, can you name one Cardi B album? No, Joe Biden, do me a favor, just one Cardi B lyric. He couldn't do it. Of course he's not.
On Sunday night, Cardi went on Instagram Live explaining to her followers why she won't stop speaking out against Trump. Also coming after Candace for supporting Trump and for continuously talking about Cardi for attention.
The same way y'all use me every single day, talk about me every single day so I can respond to y'all, so y'all can get clout off of me.
Earlier in the week, Owens gloated that she'd won the fight between the two already, kicking off with a tweet. To those asking, no, I was not invited to speak at Cardi B's funeral. She followed that with a photoshopped image of herself as Michael Jordan dunking with the message, she's still tweeting about me, I broke Cardi B.
In my opinion, Cardi B, you owe everybody an apology, not just white America, but black America, for saying something so ridiculously ass backwards and disgusting and despicable.
Cardi ended up bringing in the receipts, though, reposting a 2018 tweet from Owens where she wrote, you guys want my other predictions for the black revolution of free thoughts? With Cardi coming in at number 2 under Denzel Washington. Cardi B, been watching her since Love and Hip Hop. She doesn't pay attention to politics, but if she did, she would be a Kanye mindset. She believes in freedom. And finally, we've got the latest 2020 Billboard Latin Music Week update as some big artists have been added to the already packed schedule. Colombian star Carlos Vives will be joined by internationally renowned Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel in an enlightening conversation on the power of music and the arts as a global agent of change for a better society. The candid conversation is set to take place virtually at the 2020 Billboard Latin Music Week on its new dates, October 20th through the 23rd. Baila pa que suena el garrebote. Other confirmed Q&As include conversations between J Balvin and Deepak Chopra, Rosalia, and Pharrell, and also Ozuna. Now, if you want to reserve a spot at this year's event, you can sign up at BillboardLatinMusicWeek.com. For more on all these stories, you can head on over to Billboard.com, and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.